Blog Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, there's a high quality version of this podcast available at metalinjection.net/livecast.
Hi.
Okay. We're ready to go.
Go!
Hello. I am Chuck Landington welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. Did you hear about this guy who went on a shooting rampage in Canada after posting Megadeth lyrics to his Facebook? I mean, I think their songs have gotten pretty dumb, too. But you don't see me slicing off Rob's nipples over it. Here's the show.
Stay the hell away from my nipples, Chuck Landington.
That's what I call pepperoni pizza.
Wait, my nipples?
Are the pepperonis.
But then where's the pizza?
You just get the pizza.
Is there pizza coming tonight? Is that what's happening?
I thought your boob is shaped like a pizza.
No, I've been working out.
The sweat stains underneath your boob are triangular.
Hold on, Noah. How are my shoulders?
That's the oil. That's
hold on,
oil
Noah. How are my shoulders looking? Because the last time we talked, you critiqued my body, made me feel like shit.
Talked.
You were like, you need to work on your shoulders. So I've been working on them. Give me.
Yeah, they've become more square.
Yeah. All right, I'll take it.
You missed the other part of that. I said like you.
I'm fine with that. I don't care if you think I'm a square, Noah. Welcome to the Metal Injection Livecast, episode 262. The number to dial, 646-929-1357, if you want to be on the air with us. I just got back from eating barbecue for the entire afternoon. That's basically the only other thing I did today.
It was the Big Apple Barbecue?
It was the Big Apple Barbecue.
Which is what?
It's basically
barbecue apples, right?
No,
gross.
No. There's a park in the middle of the city that they take over, and they invite a bunch of queue masters from all over the country.
Oh, boy. Like guac. Do they bring their guac with them?
Yeah, queue. They bring the queue, the barbecue. Anyway, so it's just like lines of just 15 or 20 different barbecue vendors. Mm-hmm. I tried four different styles of ribs. They were all amazing.
Did you only have ribs?
Initially, yes, but eventually you just run out of ribs. I had basically all the ribs with the exception of, I want to say, one place because the line was so ridiculously long that it was just not worth
it. It must have been the best ribs, though.
Maybe. That was actually a brisket and sausage place. No, I got all the ribs. I think I got all the available ribs. Maybe there was one set of baby back ribs that I didn't get, but I already had plenty.
Did they sell like a special rib pass?
No. Oh, so what it is, I was so committed to this. So you could just go. You don't have to buy tickets to it. You could just show up and pay for whatever you eat. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, the lines for this thing, since it's a public event, are insane. So they sell like a fast pass, they call it. And that thing is $125.
Jesus.
And it grants you $100 worth of food. And then you pay $25 for the right to skip the ticket, the line.
Okay.
But those lines are still really long.
That's a better deal than the actual ticket. So, like, even the fat, like, so why don't more?
Because they don't.
Well, there's only a select amount of them available.
Oh, okay.
But I think also the average, you know, people that just show up don't want to spend $125 on doing this.
Isn't the actual cost like
$100? Oh, no. Well, like, each platter is basically a $9 platter. There's
that's
some,
not that bad.
Yeah, so that's basically 11 platters.
Yeah,
that you're buying. But also, you could split it amongst two people, or theoretically, you could split it amongst as many people as you want. But only two people at a time are allowed in the VIP line.
So you got a golden meat ticket.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I think I have it with me here.
It's actually
golden.
It's a blue ticket. It's nice though. It's a little 3D.
Why is there a corner missing?
Oh, this is just the
Rob thought
prices.
It was made out of meat. He was testing it.
So someone just cut it off because I got like $6 worth of That soda is $3 soda. What?
Did you bring any soda for us?
No, I didn't bring any soda for you. Sorry. I wanted to bring you guys sausage from the Salt Lick.
You bring us sausage every week, Russ.
But by the time I went back there, it was sold out.
This is Rob singing at the barbecue festival.
Yum. I've got a golden ticket. Oh, I don't know. I don't know. It's okay.
Oh, it's not good.
But it was incredible. I ate St. Louis ribs, Memphis ribs, Texas-style ribs, I think. And then I had some brisket.
How many ribs would you say, individual ribs, did you eat?
Dozen, maybe?
No, not different types, but how many actual ribs?
Yeah, a dozen.
That's it?
Well, like, there's, like, in each serving, there's about three of them.
So you had four different types of ribs?
Yeah. And then a bunch of brisket. I'm telling you, and I ate so much sausage, you guys. There was so much sausage in my mouth.
Sausage.
So much sausage.
What kind?
Well, there was one from the Salt Lick, which was I was so excited when the Salt Lick was here because, it's a Texas, an Austin-based.
That's the one that you went to.
Yeah, at South by Southwest, and I was like, oh, I'll never have this. I was like, what? It's here? They brought it here?
Specially delivered.
I have to. And the other sausage that I had.
That's like a fancy meat pass there.
Yeah.
Well done.
There's a map on it.
Yeah, there's a map of all the things. I'm trying to.
Looks like you're at the Sundance Film Festival. Isn't it?
Blue Smoke, their sausage was insane.
But that's like a local place.
Yeah, there were a few, like there was Hill Country, but I didn't go there because I was like, oh, well, I can get this whenever. Yeah.
Was Mabel's there?
No, Mabel's. The Hill Country and Dinosaur Barbecue and Blue Smoke were the local ones.
Dinosaur Barbecue is great.
Yeah, it is insane. So lots of meats went into this hole right here.
Oh.
Scrimps?
No, yeah. it was only like pork and beef.
Oh.
Chicken?
Was that sides?
There was a lot of coleslaw, but the sides was just like, it was, you know, a palate cleanser. It wasn't like an active thing. Everything was about the meat platter.
They didn't take pride in their sides.
Yeah, well, the other thing about this is there's so many people, you can only really offer one item at each thing, and you just have to produce mass quantities of it. Like, I've never seen a larger tub of coleslaw than, some of these plates. Like, it was so, like, I was just thinking, like, how do they even make the coleslaw? Like industrial-sized coleslaw.
Yeah. The guy gets on a ladder and dumps cabbage into this giant vat.
Yeah, it's just science at that point. And they're like how big is that stirrer? Can you imagine?
Oh. I'm just thinking about all the mayo they need. I would swim in that like Scrooge McDuck through coins.
I know all you guys love Hill Country. I don't like Hill Country that much.
I'm with you. I think I
prefer their chicken place.
The
food is
really
good. But here's what I don't like is that I have to get up like a schmuck and go buy a quarter pound of brisket.
That's how they do it in Texas. Like every barbecue place I've been to in Texas is like that. I don't like
serve me.
I don't like it either. The food is great, but yeah.
I'm paying a lot of fucking money. Serve me food. Come to my table, and I'm going to sit there with my napkin in my lap, and I want you to wait on me. Is that an outrageous request?
Well, you're a crazy northerner.
Yeah, okay. I don't want to get up and fucking, like I'm at a fucking bodega waiting for fucking meat to be sliced for me. Fuck
how they do
here.
It.
Yeah.
Whack.
How's that popcorn, Sid?
It's right in front of me, so I'm eating it. You always place the food right in front of my fucking face, and then...
And then it's in your face.
Yeah, basically. I have no choice.
Noor, is it true that there's a new Falconer album?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I haven't heard it yet.
Oh, well, let's preview it.
Let's hear it. Yeah, I'm queuing it up.
Wait, did you get a promotional copy and you didn't pass it along?
I haven't. I haven't. I don't. Wait, let me check. Maybe I do have.
Skimmed
well, the full album.
Nothing.
The full album is streaming at metalblade.com/falconer.
What are the song titles?
Locust Swarm, Halls and Chambers, Black Moon Rising. So far, the winner. Scoundrel and the Squire.
Isn't that last week's Game of Thrones episode?
Wasteland in Ruins. At the Jester's Ball. Maybe
Elf that's... in the Castle.
There's a Crow on the Barrow. Dawning of Sombra Age.
There's a Squire on the Rampart.
what
Age
was
of Runes.
What was that one you said before? The Sombra?
Yeah, Sombra.
Sombra.
Spell that word, please.
S-O-M-B-R-E.
Sombra.
Sombra?
No, I think it's not. I don't think it's somber. I think it means like a shadow, right? Sombra. It's like an old fashioned word for shadow.
But isn't that how sombra?
Let's hear it.
No.
We'll get to the calls in a second. We got to hear some Falconer.
A little Falconer with you here on Metal Injection Live.
W-I-N-J.
Yeah.
Oh, so far some mean 80s licks.
I like this. You can make fun of me. I love this kind of stuff.
I like Noah Playlist. I'm in a minority.
Oh, thanks, Darren.
I do. I never know what the fuck the band is, but I get into it when I listen to it.
Cool.
Back to the lyrics. The
vocals
vocal
are atrocious. The guitar playing is very good, but the vocals are horrible.
I think the vocals go with what kind of music it is, though. It's just sort of over-the-top ridiculous, like they're not being ashamed of it. You know?
But he just sounds like he can't sing.
Well, that's different. I don't know.
It sounds like he's record. Like it's
really
a karaoke
bad.
Version.
Yeah, it sounds really bad quality.
Is this a demo?
Is this a song parody?
Is this Falconer's Saint Anger?
That's my
shit. I keep, sorry.
I like the riff.
I don't want to talk over this, but I keep getting,
Wait, he says it. Hold on.
This is a demo.
Maybe it's supposed to be somber, but it's a typo.
Somber, I guess it is somber.
Please forgive the poor quality of this recording.
Let's hear There's a Crow on the Barrow.
What's a barrow? The wheelbarrow? Is that what a barrow is?
And then we need Scoundrel and the Squire, because I just imagine...
Scoundrel and the Squire!
Scoundrel and the Squire! That's my prediction of what the chorus is.
Scoundrel! You're a scoundrel and the Squire! I could just sing this whole album without hearing it.
Wait, how... There's a crow!
On the barrow!
That's this song.
I like this riff.
This riff is good.
It sounds like Mega Man.
Ding.
If there's a gallop in there, I'm in.
I'm liking this.
But the vocal's awful.
Vocals are so good,
mate.
You can't hear them
because
of the way it's mixed.
The mix. Okay, maybe. I feel he's not confident enough in his delivery. It needs to be grand. Oh, wait.
Have they ever toured with Iron Maiden?
I
they wish.
Would that be too on the nose?
No. Oh, yes.
That would be like Iron Maiden having an Iron Maiden cover band open.
Yeah.
Well, that is exactly what it is, kind of.
Yeah. We are listening to Falconer, everyone.
Little Falconer with you. It's a double shot of Falconer.
Some samples of their new album, Black Moon Rising, is in stores this Tuesday.
You just heard Crow on the Barrow. All
right, Scoundrel in the
Squire. Scoundrel in the Squire.
That's my prediction.
The Squire.
Okay, that's Darren's prediction.
We're way wrong. Holy shit.
It's the soundtrack to the fucking Renaissance
Just
Fair.
Yeah.
Oh, it gets
it picked up.
Are they that predictable that you know what's going to happen?
Here it comes.
I was walking.
This is totally Game of Thrones.
Sherwood Forest. This is played with an electric mandolin. I don't know. Very impressive.
I was going to Scarborough Town.
Oh, no. This I don't. I trashed this. This one. No, we were wrong.
Yeah, we were both
the Squire. They just threw that in to fuck us up, I think.
Yeah. All right, well, that's the new Falconer album.
That was nice. I like that you guys sang to Falconer.
The Scoundrel in the Squire.
No, Rob, it's the Scoundrel in the Squire.
The lead singer of The Darkness thinks that band sounds like pussies.
Whatever happened to that band?
They just got back together in the last year, I feel. Maybe if they put out a new record.
I think the moment has passed.
They're still pretty big in England.
All right, well, they were big here for like 5 minutes. And then that guy decided, did he decide to go solo or he just didn't want to do music anymore?
I think he decided to go solo.
What was his name, Justin Hawkins? Something like that, Russell Brand? Is that him?
No, it's not Russell Brand.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
It's just like him.
Yeah. Because I feel like Russell Brand's career really took off when The Darkness broke up.
Mm.
Have you ever seen them in the same room?
No.
See? Could be.
All right, well.
Maybe our Welsh friend can call in with some insider information.
Perhaps we have a caller right now.
Is it him? Josh?
Caller, hello. If you're listening on a phone, say hello. You're on a private number.
Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me? Yep. Who is this?
Dude, what's up?
What's up? What's your name?
Donald Fox.
Hello. Oh, well, okay, Donald Fox.
Very specific.
Very eloquent name.
You Leroy.
Thank you, sir. I met you in Austin at South by Southwest a couple years ago.
Oh, cool.
I just wanted to Rob, what's up?
Was Rob a dick to you?
Did he ignore you?
No, he was actually really cool.
Oh, that's
Did he
nice.
Shake your hand and get barbecue sauce all over it?
Oh, that's a problem.
He didn't say no.
Now, I was just like, I live right next to Salt Lake, so when he said Salt Lake, I was like, fuck yeah, man.
All right. What is your favorite thing at the Salt Lake? Mine is the sausage.
Dude, me too. Sausage and, like, brisket. It's, like, so
yeah,
juicy
they're
and delicious.
Lean or moist?
What's that?
Lean or moist brisket?
Oh, moist.
Right on.
Mm.
How often do you say you eat there? You say you live right next to it. How often do you eat there?
Dude, not that often. Like, once a year.
Oh, wow.
You can't have it too often because, first of all, it's all it's all you can eat. So it's like, at the end of it, I feel like you sort of end up hating barbecue temporarily just because you had so much of it that you're
like, Rob,
I can't.
If you lived a block away, how often? You wouldn't just eat there once a year.
I feel like quarterly.
I don't know. I think you'd have a rib craving and to know that you all you have to do is cross the street.
Yeah.
Yeah, how close? How close are we talking here?
How close?
Yeah.
Dude, I could like step outside and look at it almost.
Okay. Yeah, so I feel like there would be times on a Saturday where I'm super baked and I'm like, should I go out or should I just walk to the Salt Lake and get a few ribs? Yeah, I'll get a few ribs.
Like, hey, Rob.
We're open 24 hours. When I get wasted, I don't want to like go over there and like just chow. But,
Yeah, it's BYOB as well, right? They don't actually serve any booze for you, so you could spend the whole day there. And they even let you go out because we were like, hey, can we go out and have a cigarette? They were like, sure, I'll just tell them not to take away your plates. And we went out, we got baked, like baked. Yeah. I'm implying I smoked a lot of marijuana just to kind of get our appetites going again, get the metabolism moving.
This is Austin. They know what people do. They're not going to turn you away.
Hey, what is the question, man?
Oh, sure, yeah. What's your question?
Hey, have any of y'all actually met the Iron Sheik?
Noah met him.
I met him.
You met him.
I met him when I was a kid. Yeah.
Dude, I've been watching so many videos. And I've been dying laughing. That dude's fucking insane.
He is. He has a documentary.
Have you seen it?
He has a documentary out?
Yeah, it's just about his whole life. He has a crazy story.
His daughter was murdered.
His daughter was murdered like 10 years ago or something.
By
like
Jimmy
that.
Snooker,
crazy.
Right?
No, different murder.
Oh, okay.
Jimmy Superfly, you are the best.
That's what we should have had him fight the murderer in like a cage match. And just like whatever happens, happens. That should have been, like on Game of Thrones, they have the trial by battle or whatever they called it. Yes, there you go. Trial by combat. So that's what they should have given the guy that killed his daughter. He's going to put you in the camel clutch and make you humble.
Iron Sheik had an amazing tweet today. He goes, "Happy National Best Friends Day to my cheap juice son of a bitch partner, Nikolai Volkov."
So sweet.
That's awesome. Nikolai.
He has to be wheeled
out. Do y'all have his Instagram account at all?
Yeah, it's just the_IronSheik. But
that's crazy.
He's in a wheelchair right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, like, he just has bad knees or something, so he can't really walk around for
so
too long.
Sad.
And,
damn.
Yeah.
So
but
could he even put someone in the camel clutch and make them homeless?
No, I don't think so.
That's so sad. That's the point where you should just put him out of his misery. Once the Iron Sheik can't do the camel, yes, he lives to do the camel. Yes, he lives to do the camel clutch. Once he can't do that anymore, like, why should he go on? It's sad.
You're wrong.
That rap you guys made is hilarious.
The Iron Sheik rap with Rihanna.
Yeah, that's awesome, dude. Yeah, that's hilarious.
Would you say that we made you a bigger Iron Sheik fan? Did we expose you to the Iron Sheik?
Definitely. Most definitely, man. And I love wrestling, so I'm a wrestling fan, and that's, like, I knew who the Iron Sheik was, but I never, like, you know, watched him on video, and it's just ridiculous, man. Like, his interviews
are crazy. Is it still real
to
you, damn it?
What's that?
Is it still real to you, damn it?
I'm not sure what that means.
It's an insult.
You really got to look that up. Look up the YouTube video. You got some research to do. Go YouTube. It's still real to me, damn it. And your mind is going to be blown by this wrestling clip.
You will thank
In
us.
In fact, we should just play it really quick because the audio translates.
Give the backstory.
The backstory is there was a panel of these old wrestlers, Terry Funk being one of them.
And the...
Jim Cornette was one?
Yeah, Jim Cornette and also the...
was Bobby Eaton there?
Bobby Eaton and what was the tag team that he was in? The Midnight Express.
Midnight Express, yeah. Stan Lane.
Yeah.
Sweet Bobby Stan Lane.
So
Bobby.
I was being professional and not using wrestling. But so there's a panel and people are asking questions at the and they're in a high school gym, by the way, which makes it better.
It goes without saying.
So this is like fat nerd like stands up like a wrestling.
Yeah, don't give it away. Mark. So here, I got it.
He asked this question to the panel.
Next question, Jeff. Where are you? Right there.
Yeah. I just want to thank each and every one of y'all for all you've done to your bodies. It's still real to me, damn it. I mean, thank
Take
you.
Take it easy, man.
Thank you, guys. You're awesome. Thank you so much, Mr. Funk, for saying what needed to be said. I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it.
Well, thank you. It was a panel on the wrestlers dying young and, you know, what can be done to stop it, right?
So yeah. And
he's like, I don't want to see another one of these panels.
I just love...
He's like a Baptist preacher.
Yeah.
I just love that, like, one of the wrestlers was like, take it easy, man. Like, chill out.
It's like, yeah, even we don't care that much, and yeah, we're the like, ones dying.
Calm down. Let's see. But the guy, it was a good sport about it because I think afterwards he would go to conventions and like he made a shirt that people can buy.
Oh, so, really? It's still real.
What is it like? Yeah. His face on it? Or
yeah, it's like yeah, like it's still real to me. Damn it!
He looks like he's Down syndrome. I think.
No.
Somewhat.
Maybe well, not. When you get to that level of weight, it sort of smushes your face up, so you look a little mongoloidish when you might not be.
For all you've done to your bodies,
all you've done.
It's still real to me, damn it!
He's not even standing up.
They're in the bleachers.
I can't control my emotions.
I bet he can't do the camel clutch either.
I can't do the camel clutch neither.
I bet he has bad knees too.
I got bad knees.
He's very humble.
I'm humble. Damn it!
But maybe he's not a full down, but like a sideways or something.
Honorary.
Yeah.
He's honorary.
I'm semi-quirky.
There you go. That's your wrestling reference for the day. All right, thanks for your call.
Thanks for your call.
We got another call. 847.
Hey, what's going on?
I don't know.
We're doing a podcast.
This is Leroy.
Leroy, back for week two. Yeah.
Yeah. And we got two Sundays free to listen to the podcast. I was very excited. Back to back. But I had some random questions. I just wanted to hear your opinions on. You don't really have to keep me on the phone once I ask them. But
I have a question for you after you're done with yours, so we will keep you on the phone.
Well, why don't you ask your question first?
No, let him go.
Okay.
Well, I had several. Firstly, I have a random one. Do you know who Brian Starrs is? I don't know if you ever talked about him on a podcast before.
No. No, we don't.
You have no idea who he is? He, like, interviews, like, metal bands. He's like you, but, like, a little shittier. Like, but he wears this little American Eagle hoodie.
Like Rob.
What?
I've never heard of him.
Oh, man. He, like, interviews Falling in Reverse, Blood on the Dance Floor, like, Total Warped Tour Band.
Well,
and
that's
he wears...
That's like... Yeah, so what's the deal? It's one word, right, Brian Stars?
Hey, what's the name?
Yeah, on YouTube or something. I think that's his name. You'll see. He's this, like, goofy-looking kid who looks like he made a wrong turn or something.
Okay. Is there a favorite interview of his that we could...
Well, I mean, listen to, like, the Blood on the Dance Floor one, just because those guys are so weird. But I don't know if you're going to find anything. I don't know. He asked the same question to everybody, like, what would be your porn star name? Or, like, really terrible. Yeah. I don't know.
Okay, well, here's the one with Black Veil Bride. Let's see.
Rob, what would be your porn star name?
Robin Rob.
Oh.
Robin Butts.
Rob of the Top. Rob of the Topa?
Rob on the Top. I like how you have to insist that you're the top.
Oh, wow, commercials in his thing, right?
It's an hour-long interview with a... who would
sometimes
watch?
He brings his dad with him
to do an hour-long interview with
no it's
random.
Like his whole journey he's
which,
driving in the car.
I mean, it's whatever, I don't love it, but you know,
yeah, if you do it it's cool.
Mine it,
if a kid takes a picture of your ass, is that child porn?
Yeah, it's called reverse child porn.
Okay, I can't watch this, thank you.
I already am.
Next question.
Hey, have you ever heard of Have you ever heard of Getting Doug with Hyde? Doug
yeah,
Benson's
yeah.
podcast? I
yeah,
thought I wanted to recommend
Hyde
that to you.
Hyde for an hour and interviews them about weed, right?
Yeah, I thought that was pretty entertaining. I didn't know if you knew about it. And also, I don't know, what'd you think about that awesome Justin Bieber remix of One Less Lonely Girl?
Did anyone even listen to it?
What?
Is that the thing where he says the N-word?
Yeah, isn't that hilarious? And he sounds so tone deaf.
I haven't actually heard it. I just saw.
Oh
headline.
Man, that would be like the best drop if you could somehow find just when he says the three words. It was hilarious because he's like little 14-year-old Beaver looking like I don't know.
What?
I'm sorry. I feel like I let you down with something to participate. I thought any of those three would interest you.
A little.
It was good effort, though.
Yeah, you tried.
So let me ask you this question. And this is not a funny question or anything. It's just topical. You said you work for Amazon, right?
Yeah, what's up?
Well, Amazon has been getting shit on a lot in the media. Like, especially I noticed this last week with Stephen Colbert having, like, a protest against buying books on Amazon. And even I was watching Orange is the New Black, and even they had a reference about how Amazon is, like, fucking over the book industry. Was completely random, but it just seems like there's a lot of shitting on Amazon going on right now. Do you care? Do you have an opinion? Do you have a defense?
Yeah, well, I don't work for Amazon. Amazon contracts the company I work for to do something totally. We don't even deal with books. We just deal strictly with music.
Oh. He just said the music.
He said he worked for Amazon Music. He didn't say he worked for somebody contracted.
No.
But
yeah, still, that's a different section than the books thing.
Still the same company. Either way, fuck you for lying to
me. That was a good try.
What happened to his face? Sounds like the real to me guy.
Yeah, I think that might be what he was going
Leroy,
to
say. Leroy, let me ask you a question. Are you high right now?
I just took a hit to celebrate the beginning of the live cast.
I feel like maybe in the future, if you try, you should call us when you're not high.
Yeah.
So we can compare.
Get high during the call so we can see the.
No, it's not. I don't smoke enough to get high. I just took a hit. Like I'm not. I don't smoke a whole joint. I just.
Yeah, Rob. Smoking a whole joint is a problem.
No. I mean, I just feel like if I smoke that much, it'd be a waste of weed. Like I just need to get a nice buzz, or I can still
have some better self-esteem. You're not a waste of weed.
Right.
You're worth it, man.
He's worth it for one.
No,
hit.
But Sid, last week you said I sounded 15.
All right.
After I hung up, that was...
Doesn't mean you're a bad person. It just means people say I sound 15, so...
Yeah, but then why are you insulting me for it? My feelings are hurt.
How old are you?
Add 10 years to that. I wish I was 15. I'm 25.
25 seems better than 15.
Yeah, I don't recall wishing I was 15 when I was 25.
When I was 15.
Dude, hell yeah, I'd rather be in high school. That was so much more chill than...
How much money did you have in high school? Nothing. How much freedom did you have in high school?
I was a miserable piece of shit when I was 15.
If you are 25 and you wish you were 15, the best solution is just go and fuck a bunch of 15-year-old girls. Best of both worlds. You'd be like a god to them. You can get into R-rated movies. You probably have a car. Just bang 15-year-old girls, and you don't have to pretend you're 15.
I just want to say that Sid's viewpoint is not necessarily that.
Let's not go
of
that.
The live cast, Metal Injection, or anybody.
Isn't that legal
we
in California?
We do not condone banging 15-year-olds if you're 25.
Or really any age.
Unless you get their parents' consent.
What? Hold on.
Oh, you got to do a permission slip.
Yeah. While that may technically be legal... I don't think you even want to endorse that
before
either.
Before you even think about sticking your dick in that 15-year-old girl, you go to their father and you get some permission.
Most 15-year-old girls that are willing to fuck 25-year-old men, their dad's not in the picture anymore.
Right. You go to their mother, their aunt,
maybe
or
fuck
their
the
nana.
Mom. Maybe you could fuck the mom, too. You
maybe
wish
the
your,
mom
wish you're
is...
35 and 15. You're all over the place. See which works for you.
Oh, boy.
Now you're saying there's something wrong with a 25-year-old fucking a 35-year-old parent?
So you're
that's
saying,
ageist.
You're saying like you should just try to fuck every single possible age there is and see what you like.
See,
okay.
Find out the age range that you like. Just to see how old you want your
I'm
mind
pretty
is.
Sure if he did get arrested, he could just be like, but I feel like I'm 15, and they would let him go. I think that's allowed. As long as you really mean it.
I liked high school because all your friends are in the same building with you, in the same, you know, I don't know, just a simpler time.
Assuming you have friends.
I wasn't like you guys. I enjoyed high school. I didn't, you know, get my ass kicked by the kids on a football team. I was a fun person to be around. I wasn't brooding in the corner listening to Falconer.
Whoa. Weren't you in school with Frank, though? So he's not your friend?
Oh, yeah. Actually,
we weren't friends
actually,
in high school.
Frank and I were not friends. Like, we didn't become friends in high school. He just went to my high school, and he was, like, 2 years ahead. But we became friends in college.
What about Marina?
Marina and I met in college.
Oh, okay. I'm just trying to find you where you slipped up.
No, I definitely didn't slip up. Although, I keep thinking that Sid went to my high school.
Almost.
Because
no.
There was a kid in my TV production class who looked just like him, and I keep, the memory is kind of
hazy. What was his name?
I don't remember. Sid. I don't know if Rob remembers.
I don't know if I said this on the air or off the air, but I'll just say it again just in case. There was a guy at the Ring of Honor show that looked exactly like Sid.
I remember you told me
like
this.
Sid.
I don't think it was on the air.
Exactly
there,
like Sid.
I see a lot of that guy looks just like Sid.
But I go one better than that because we were we had floor seats, the Ring of Honor wrestling show, independent wrestling show. So there's a balcony. People can also sit. I can't one you today. I'm sorry. We're having
some. Okay, we'll hang up on you, Leroy, though.
This is a non-one show.
No, Leroy was just like, I don't want to be on the phone with them anymore.
So fuck you. Guys, we'll hang up.
No, he didn't want to be rude.
You don't got to announce yourself.
Interrupting Darren is more rude.
He didn't want to be rude, so he just stuck that in the middle of
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Anyway, so go ahead. You were at the Ring of Honor show.
Yeah, so up in the balcony, I happen to look, and there's this fucking guy that looks Sid's doppelganger.
One.
Okay. Fuck you. Shut up.
Why didn't you take a picture?
Yo, what? I did.
Oh.
It didn't come out really good. It was too far away. But not only did he look like Sid, he had a baseball hat. He had like a t-shirt, baggy t-shirt, baggy jean shorts or khaki shorts.
I don't wear jorts.
Well,
anymore.
Not shorts, but
I used to.
it looked like the kind of
something
thing you
I would
wear.
Okay.
But here's the kicker. He sat there the whole show with his arms folded. Didn't look at, we kept almost glancing at him more than the wrestling.
Just because you couldn't believe how much
because
he
was because he never showed any like reaction to anything that
like
happened.
Like Sid.
Yes.
I react. I'm laughing like a girl this whole fucking show. Come on. Okay.
But at a wrestling show, you'd be less.
I've gone to wrestling shows with you guys.
Yeah,
I
but you weren't.
Along. I don't start
you chanted? I never noticed you chanting.
A little bit.
Okay, well, this guy was like you at something you don't want to be.
Okay, fair enough.
And his head would turn slightly when the action would go to the right or left, and that's it. That's the only reaction. He unfolded his arms like twice and then folded them right back up.
He's got high standards.
Yeah. Oh, Grindcore Luigi says, Super Chunk shirt with a mustard stain.
I did used to have a Super Chunk shirt that had a stain on it when I got it, but it was a marker stain.
Ah. You were close.
Not mustard. But I didn't buy it. I got it for free. Never was the hugest Super Chunk fan. I like them, but I don't.
What keeps you from being a huge Super Chunk fan?
Because they have 8 million albums, and I like two of them.
Oh, all right.
That's a very low percentage.
Mm-hmm. So. Okay.
Let's see. We have another caller. A private number. Hello.
Hello, guys. It's Josh.
Oh, hey, Josh.
I thought I'd give you the lowdown on the Darkness's happenings.
Oh, great, yeah.
Thank you.
They came back in 2011. They released an album in 2012 and then went on tour with Lady Gaga.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Interesting. So I guess they're doing all right. I'm sure that made them a lot of money.
No
Did
doubt,
you listen
no
to
doubt.
The album, the reunion album? I have not.
No, I really do not like the band.
No. That one when they when they had that one hit, I got that album. That was a good album. But I feel like there's only so much mileage you could get out of that gimmick. Mm-hmm. So they got one good album out of it, and that was the end of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a question to ask you guys. Have you seen the Thane Anger video?
The live video?
Yeah, the one that came out this week.
Right, yeah, we were going to talk about it. So yeah.
The one that you posted on Metal Injection, no. Rob? You seen that?
Yeah, I've seen it.
The video that you yourself posted on your website?
Yes, I've seen
You've
it.
You've seen it, the video.
This is them playing. So, a little backstory. Metallica's on a by-request tour right now where ticket holders can vote on their set list. And in Denmark, somebody voted for St. Anger because apparently in Denmark, St. Anger did really well.
Hard to believe. Wait, so just like one vote or like a bunch of people?
No, like enough votes.
No, you can.
Like the most voted for songs is what they play. So it was one of the most voted for songs.
Maybe
it was
just like on a goof.
Yeah, the
like,
trolling.
Yeah.
No, they were into it. And I have to say, I without the shitty drum sound, it almost sounds like a good Metallica song.
Well, let's say this. I've said this many times on the air. I think that album has some portions of snippets of songs that sound like they could be made into good songs.
Yeah.
But St. Anger is not one of them. Mm. That is the worst song on the album.
So here, let's.
What if people only voted for instrumentals?
And that's what they would
have. Would they have to just do an entire set of instrumentals? What if every single person voted for one song? They just played that one song and then.
No, it's like a multiple choice thing.
Uh-huh. Let's be real though. German.
Well, you can actually choose 17 songs.
It's Denmark. It's the Dutch.
Same shit.
Same thing. They probably like the Red Hot. Let's say this line 40 times in a row. That's a good album. Good song.
You flush it out.
Flush this down the fucking toilet.
At least the recording quality is really good.
It's from a cell phone, probably.
Yeah.
Da-dun.
The drums
are... landscape and not portrait?
Yes, it's a landscape, actually.
I'm madly in anger with you.
Hello?
I'm madly in anger with you. I'm battling
angle, yo! Sounds better with you.
Thank you.
I'm improving things.
I'm battling angle, yo! I'm battling angle, yo! The band sounds better. The song sounds better because they cut it down.
But it's still a shitty song.
It's
a shitty song.
There are other songs that are good.
The thing what was kind of surprising to me was how many people in the comments were defending St. Anger.
I know, yes.
As being a good album. It's like, well, since when?
And the general type of comment was, it's a good album. I don't care what the fuck you say. That's it. So,
well, it's like, good. You shouldn't care what... If you think it's a good album, I will say, you shouldn't care what other people say, but it is not a good album.
But who else is going to comment on that other than people that feel like they need to defend it?
Well, people who say, you're right, this sucks so bad, I have to express it again over and over. No, but I feel like, I picture that kind of person having this argument every time St. Anger comes up for the last, 10 years now.
Or maybe Lars made a bunch of different usernames.
That's true. That could be. What else does he have to do?
Nothing.
You flush it out! Oh, please, stop. Enough.
Yeah, we're still listening to this, I guess.
Dude, Rob's jamming.
Rob's fist bumping.
It looks like he's jerking a dude off into his face.
Hater, it sounds really good. Strong song. I would headbang to this for sure.
You jerk it
Jason
out.
Newstead.
Jerk it out into your mouth.
Nice job. I personally like this album and don't really care what anyone else thinks about that.
Then why are you posting?
That one guy.
Shake. Like
they should have at least added solos. Well, that's... Oh, the worst part.
I'm madly in hang with you.
Madly in... This album has the worst lyrics.
The lyrics, yeah, like that...
The whole album. Has
yeah.
so many shitty fucking frantic tick tock.
Oh, this,
I gotta look some of these up because they're like slipping my mind right now. But.
What do you
my
think
lifestyle
about?
Determines my death style.
Oh yeah, my lifestyle determines my death style is. I don't know if Madly in Anger with You is worse or lifestyle determines. I can't decide what the worst. Maybe
I
that's a blog. That's like a blog post. The 10 worst lyrics of Saint Anger. Yeah,
there's just so many.
Yeah.
I just feel like somebody like on their other albums, they probably came up with some shitty lyrics, and then someone said, "Hey, you know that's like really shitty.
Yeah,
take it out.
You take it out." You take it out.
I feel like also in the other albums, maybe the music was so good that you didn't really pay attention to the lyrics.
No,
the
I feel
so
like Metallica, like their early songs have great lyrics, though.
Oh, I got one. You live it or lie it. You live it or lie it. I'll just go through the lyrics. We just covered Saint Anger.
This is sometimes what happens when you write lyrics to the song and not the other way around. I'm just about how it sounds coming out of your mouth and not what you're actually saying.
Oh, there's
So when that's like step one, step two, like, what does it really matter? All he needs is step one. Just leave it.
There's that other part where he just goes, kill, 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 kill.
What song is that?
That's All Within My Hands. Kill, 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 kill! That's at the end of the song.
Sounds like a character from Aqua Teen Hunger Force. Got that little puppet that just killed. He had a little knife. He'd say, kill, kill, kill.
Oh, here's one. Ooh, what a good boy you are! That's from that's Invisible Kid.
That needs to be made into a drop.
Ooh! What a quiet boy you are.
Is that like to a son or what is he?
It's like
about?
A kid who, you know, who's like ignored by his parents or something. The emo song.
It's like, hey, kids, if your mommy and daddy don't like you, come to James Hetfield's house and he has candy and he'll tell you you're a good boy. Like,
yeah.
Come into his van.
No one thought to take that out of the air. The motherfuckers got in my head trying to make me someone else instead. Mama, why is it raining in my room? Cheer up, boy. Clouds will move on soon.
Fucking call the plumber.
Heavy fog got me lost inside. You're saying I was just jammed the toilet?
Yeah. It's just a leak. It's not raining in your room, stupid. A pipe burst. Fucking idiot.
Ugh. It's towards the end. There it is.
Oh. Kill, kill.
Kill, 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 kill. Oh, Sweet Amber is so bad.
I like Sweet Amber. That's like the one song I like.
His voice just doesn't...
Oh, yeah, no, it cracks all over the place. This is like the one song that's almost a song.
I like that. Josh, I hope you're happy. You got us talking about Saint Anger.
Sweet Amber!
Oh,
yeah. I like that riff. It just sounds like shit. You gotta fast forward. It's so repetitive.
Ding, ding, ding.
Oh!
you, James Hetfield, for saying what needed to be said. Sweet Hellbird. How sweet are you? Ooh. How sweet does it get?
How many times have you listened to this album? You know all the words.
I gave it pretty heavy listening when it came out, and it's kind of burned in my brain.
Was it just to torture yourself?
Well, actually, it's funny you should say that. Rob asked me to, on the 10th anniversary of St. Anger happened, to write a little blog post about 10 things that don't suck about St. Anger. I think I got about 6.
When is this?
It's on the site.
Oh, it happened already.
Yeah.
No. When?
Last year.
Yeah, it's
2003.
This came out.
Yep. We're almost 6 years from Death Magnetic now. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, September.
2008.
That's a good album. I actually like that album.
It's okay.
It's not.
I listened to it once. I never went back.
I mean, it doesn't go in the Metallica Hall of Fame, but it's not. It's like a recovery from this, I would say.
Yeah.
Oh, how did we forget this?
Yeah.
Keep on searching. Search and destroy. Hold, pause that. He just downshifts like so quick.
So long.
Keep searching.
The search goes on.
It turns into Bob Ross.
Keep on searching.
Yeah, yeah.
This search goes on.
It sounds so bad.
This search goes on.
That was like fucking some
this
fraud.
Part, like, who? How could no one in the room be like, James, some, no.
A different word.
Yeah.
Well, here's what I think. Not making a joke. This is what I really think happened. They made a pact that we're going to record. We wrote these songs. We're going to record it like maybe on 3 takes, the whole fucking album. And we're not changing anything. And that's it.
Maybe they had a very short deadline.
I don't think it's that, though.
They were working on this for like 3 years.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, I don't. But I mean, like, I just really feel they committed themselves to never changing anything. And they really should have changed.
Well, the thought process was probably like, this shit sounds so bad. How many times do we want to listen back to it?
That's fair point.
Let's just finish this and walk away. Let the record label deal with it. Like, honestly, just it's a piece of fucking plastic to sell.
By the way, I want to read a comment in here. From someone who likes St. Anger, so well represented in the chat. I feel like Frank is quiet because he actually knows about music, and these guys have no idea about recording or writing music.
Yeah, Frank, stop being quiet.
Yeah. Can you speak up, please?
Frank is not on the show.
Good point. It's a good point. Frank, just, you'd never talk. Chime in here.
So there's somebody in the chat who likes this?
Oh, he's going on.
Oh, Leroy likes it.
Yeah, he's going on and on.
Leroy, why don't you call in and...
He says, what's your beef with it? I think we pretty thoroughly deconstructed
that
it.
That fucking whole line of argument where it's like, well, you're not a musician, so you don't get to have an opinion. It's the same in so many different things, like in sports. Well, you didn't play the game, so you can't say if this is a good player or not.
Bullshit.
Like, we all have ears. We all have brains and eyes and objective thought processes. Like, we can all have an opinion.
Right.
You were never in the army. You can't have an opinion about war.
It's actually better that you're not, you know, that you don't have the music education because, you know, you're their target audience.
Yeah,
and if you don't like it.
Yeah. Who's gonna buy
then they
it?
Failed.
Yeah.
Oh, Purify. That is a terrible song. That's the worst song, I think. Okay. Worse than St. Anger. I said St. Anger before, but this song is worse. Because it's like racist, I think. I mean, the lyrics are kind of vague, but it sounds kind of racist. I remember hearing this song. I read the lyrics like 4 times, and I'm like, "This is like a fucking KKK song."
What is it
song.
Called? Purify.
Yeah. Purify, you and I. Ugh. You gotta get through like 5 minutes of repetitive riffs with this song.
Tear it down. Rip the nails off.
So bad.
Oh.
White Light? Is this saying
white? Well, Whitey White Light is a Velvet Underground reference.
I don't care. That sounds very racist. No, there's more stuff coming up.
Purify
the white race.
That is recruiting. Can you help me?
Who's doing the backing vocals?
Him.
Oh, by the way, that line is pure if I.
Yeah.
Not purify. Mm-hmm. Very clever.
He must have been really getting into puns on this album.
Yeah, yeah, lots of wordplay.
But you can't hear it because it's all like...
executive decision. Thank enough with Metallica.
Thank you.
Can you put on some good Metallica for like 2 minutes?
But or how about this? Call up Frank right now and see what he thinks of Saint Anger.
Yeah,
just to prove Leroy.
Yeah,
Frank hates Saint Anger.
I want proof because then it'll shut Leroy up about it.
Leroy, would you trust us if we tell you that Frank hates Saint Anger and Metallica? He really doesn't even like old Metallica.
No, he likes old Metallica.
He's not like a I love Metallica guy though. He's like, yeah, it's all right. He went into a whole thing with me where he was telling me how Lars could never really play the drums and he always sucked.
Oh well, you could still no the songwriting though. I mean,
okay.
Text him. Could you text him about it? Are you that?
Do you have his number?
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
Email him.
After two weeks of not calling someone, I delete their number from my phone.
How many numbers do you have in your phone?
One. By the way, Leroy is on the phone, he says.
All right, Leroy. You're on.
You're on!
Hello?
Yes.
Hello.
What's up? Sorry, I'm eating some beef lo mein, but... Yeah, no, man, I dig the album. It came out when I was like, you know, when did it come out, you said?
2003.
Yeah, I'm like in eighth grade at that point. And like, you know, my access to the metal world and the mainstream is so little. But when I hear shredding on Saint Anger, I thought it was pretty dope. But then, yeah, I went back and listened to, like, back catalog, and I appreciate that stuff more. But to me, it's like, dude, if I don't know. Kirk Hammett's shredding in every fucking song cannot get old with me. I don't know about you.
He's not
and
like, shredding at all in that album. There's no
shredding. There's some riffing. There's definite
riffing.
There's
no shredding.
Awful. Does Amazon know that they're paying someone to do music stuff on their site that has such poor taste in music?
No. Okay, hold on. Stop. I get what you're saying. You like it because it's what got you into metal. Right. That's
no, I wouldn't say. I wouldn't say it really got me that into metal. I just remember like my brother was really into it, so he bought it. I wasn't too into Metallica because I thought they were too old for me. But like he was playing in the car, and I was like, man, this is good. But I wasn't as into like heavy metal yet, where I knew like all clean vocals are gay or you know whatever the case is. But I thought it was entertaining. Saint Anger, it's a catchy as fuck song. I don't know.
Thank you for saying what needed to be said.
No. And I know like it sounds in like that Sweet Amber song, they're very similar and a lot of it are like really long fucking like minutes of like the same repetitive riff. And I know Lars is terrible, but dude, give the guitar player some love, man. That's just not easy.
Let's recap. The guy defending this album is saying 3/4 of the band sucks and the whole
I said Lars, that's 1/4. Well, how many bands have shitty drummers anyway? You can't get them on. I think I look at like Lost Prophets. I love Lost Prophets, and then the lead singer was a fucking idiot. But I still, you know, the other three members wrote good music, and I got to give them some respect. So I'm not going to ultimately shit on them.
Given your opinion on Lost Prophets, I feel I need to repeat the question. Does Amazon know that they're employing someone in their music department who has such shitty taste in music?
It's not shitty taste. It's being open-minded and not like, you know, you got to like everything. I mean, come on.
That's incorrect.
Does Amazon know they employ someone who likes the music of someone who rapes 3-year-olds?
Yeah.
No, hey, man, I know. The guy's a scumbag. I hope he gets it in jail. That's some terrible, unforgivable shit. But, dude, that album, Start Something, I liked it a lot, man. What can I do now? Like,
it didn't have any gay, clean vocals on it either.
It had a lot of gay themed vocals on it.
Those are
or like As I Lay Dying, I don't know, man. Shadows of Security was a tight album, but this dude is certified crazy. But I'm not going to hate on the rest of the band who has to deal with this because they're awesome. Those guitar players were studs.
How about Lamb of God?
I'm sure. Lamb of God's my favorite band. Oh, my God.
How do you feel about Screwdriver?
I'm not familiar with Screwdriver.
It's a reach to compare Lamb of God to Screwdriver.
No,
so
but I'm just naming bands with shady histories that he can defend.
Lamb of God does not have a shady history.
Yeah, they don't.
I'm not
he didn't
brought up
shit.
Lamb of God.
Screwdriver is probably the most listenable of the bands
yeah,
he mentioned.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, Lamb of God, I would take them out, though. But all the other criminal bands, I feel. Screwdriver.
Like, can I have another question?
No.
Yes. I say yes. Go.
Okay, well,
you're
no,
allowed. No, Noah, he can ask. You can just tell him to fuck off.
Just refuse to
answer. Well, I mean, like, look, you like to play guitar. Do you not enjoy when you play a Metallica riff? Is there any fun in playing it? From Saint
no.
Anger, for example.
I
you
knew
well, maybe.
Look to hear that.
First
I don't
of
know.
All,
as a guitar player, I feel like you should appreciate of all anybody instead of hearing Rob and these guys just.
But
you know,
like one of the first. Like few songs I learned to play were Metallica. That's like the first band that I tried to
right, like
learn
one
music.
And then like I'm the opening for.
Oh, it's so
damn! I deserved it for that one.
You're right. You do deserve it. You're
just hang up on him.
Yeah,
I'll sing the fucking.
But no. As a guitarist, can't you appreciate us in anger?
Nope.
But also, like, all right, you play guitar, but. You're not to the point where just because a riff or something is complicated means you have to appreciate it. It still has to sound good to you, doesn't
right,
it?
Right, exactly.
Because otherwise you could just judge music by looking at the sheet music. You don't even have to listen to it.
Right.
You just see the chord progressions and the notes and shit. And you're like,
oh,
there's a lot
over
that,
and over again.
Yeah, there's a lot going on there. That's great. I don't
also,
even have to hear it.
Let's be real. I could play the riffs from St. Anger by rubbing the guitar against my armpit.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Just
and I'll
throwing
take
it
out
the down a flight of stairs.
Throw James Hetfield down the floor.
Oh, good
I'm
drunk.
Many in anger with
good,
you.
Good drunk sound.
Many in anger with you. Many in anger with you. But come on, Rob. You know how hard it is to bang on that pot?
Yeah.
You got to give him some credit, man.
He's shredding on those drums.
Do you remember that parody that someone made of St. Anger?
Called St. Anger?
No, it was like... Hold on. Let me see if I can
Yeah, that's
find
a good
it.
Point. Isn't St. Anger already a parody of St. Anger?
No, this was a great parody, though. It, like, not a parody. It's just a guy singing it similar to the album.
Is Shakira on it?
She should be. Nope. This is good. All right, you guys talk, and I'll find it. I'll stay out of it.
So we're sitting here, and we're waiting for Darren to cue up the St. Anger parody.
Fuck you.
Why don't we take a music break, and then if you find it, we could play it.
Let the music break all St. Anger songs.
Now we're going to kick it off with a Noah pick. This is a Jolly. Who's Jolly, Noah?
A band.
What kind of band?
Sounds like ska.
They're prog, like modern prog, I guess.
Ska. Good riffs?
Yeah. It's more along the line of like Porcupine Tree.
It's ska.
And
so,
ska.
Ska, Porcupine Tree. Got it. Here's some Jolly. Still a dream.
Yeah. Oi, say it!
You're listening to the meal...
Metal Injection Livecast!
Yes, Mr. Watkins, sir.
Say my name! Yes. Say Ian!
Yes, Ian.
Well, I'll put you in the fucking box again.
No, not the box. Yes, you're listening to the Metal Injection Livecast.
We'll be right fucking back, you three-year-old whore.
We'll be right back. Not my back again.
Talk shit!
So much drama in the LBC. It's kinda hard being Chuck Bland. You all niggas are listening to the Metal Injection Livecast. You heard? hey, 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 here I go now. Here I go into new days. Do you bury me when I'm gone? Do you teach me while I'm here? Just as soon as I belong. Then it's time I disappear. So that you can hear more of the Metal Injection live cast.
All right, we're back after some technical difficulties. 2 weeks in a row that the first hour is going to be some lo-fi stuff. Had a little problem with my computer this week. That wasn't charger related. It was just my computer shit itself.
Well, you know what you could do is get a PC. They're a lot more.
Yeah, you're right. I should totally do that.
We came to the conclusion that it was because we played too much Saint Anger.
Yeah, I think that makes more sense.
Your computer committed suicide.
No, I don't want anymore. Welcome back to the live cast. We're here in hour number two.
Do I risk playing this? It's not the real Saint Anger, so maybe it's all right.
Oh, yeah. You did say you had a
it's a Saint
parody.
Anger, quote-unquote, tribute. It's not a parody in the sense that it's not like a song that he changed the words, but it's just like, sounds like Saint Anger. I feel like it's not bad enough.
Yeah.
You were saying?
Capture these moments of genius. Listen to how well the songs flow. Every part makes sense and is there for a reason. Well, I was in rehab. I'm an invisible outcast. I wanna cry, cry, cry. Life is so hard for me. No, Eddie, no. Bob, help me. Kill, kill, kill.
Who is that? Who did that?
It says Matt Smith.
Props to that guy.
There's so many Matt Smiths out there.
Yeah, we'll never
30
know.
30 of them.
So Rob, do you know Matt Smith?
I know a Matt Smith.
Who is he? Is it this guy?
No, it's a different Matt Smith.
What does he do?
Not that talented. I don't know. I went to high school with him.
Oh. So. All right. Are you sure it's not this guy?
Positive.
Matt Smith is the guy who ran over Tracy Morgan's
car. That's not nice. Tracy Morgan was in a car accident. He was in a limo coming back from a show in Delaware, I think.
Yeah.
And then what happened? Who ran him over?
A Walmart truck.
A truck driver.
Dozed off or something? And
yeah.
A 35-year-old guy. But, I mean, like, he didn't do it on purpose. It was a mistake.
All right. You still shouldn't.
I feel bad for everyone. That's what I'm saying.
Driving a lethal weapon, you should stay awake, do some cocaine, or pound some fucking monster energy.
Again,
or something.
This is not.
But that's what they do. Like,
they pound cocaine,
caffeine pills, something. They all because like it's a terrible job where you have to like drive for like 12 hours in a row, whatever the fuck. Then you're gonna fall. I drive for like an hour and a half, and
no,
I start dozing.
It's more regulated than that.
I don't think so.
Isn't it 8 hours? You have to drive more.
They
than
have
eight.
To take like a 30-minute break.
But they sometimes don't because they have to be at a certain place by a certain time.
That's
so they skip that.
True, but they can't because the DOT checks their logbooks, and they can't. Like they have to like document their mileage and stuff. They can't lie about it.
Is that new?
Like a year or so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's just interesting that you're like the trucking expert. You actually are. It's like, what are your things that like know all this
stuff? No, explain how you're the trucking expert. You're on the trucking channel, right?
Yeah, I work on the trucking channel.
Road Dog.
So, yeah.
Not to be confused with Mad Dog.
Or
the other Road Dog.
Jesse James.
Yeah. Has he ever been on that channel? The Road
Jesse
Dog?
James?
Yeah.
No, but we've had his wife, Alexis DeJoria, on the show.
Different Jesse James.
No, we're
different
talking about, like, the wrestler who called himself
Jesse James
the Road
Arnold.
Dog.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, you didn't know?
We had Jesse Ventura on the show several times.
But he's not called the Road Dog. He's just another wrestler named Jesse.
Yeah, no. Sorry.
No, you meet so many wrestlers at your job. Iron Sheik, Jesse Ventura.
Hulk Hogan walked by me. I met JR.
Hornswoggle.
No, that was Chris Russo.
Oh.
Of the wrestlers you met in person, who would you fuck?
Hornswoggle.
It's got to be Hulk Hogan.
No, Chris Russo. Chris
would you have sex with Hulk Hogan, though?
I feel like those guys aren't really into sex. They're just into themselves and working out.
I don't know about that.
Would you watch them jerk off? That's probably what sex is for them.
No, I'm not. Like,
he'd get all oiled up. He'd do some curls first.
I don't find that attractive.
Was, like,
you're not a voyeur?
You know Hulk Hogan has a sex tape, right?
Yeah. My favorite line in the sex tape is, man, I feel like a pig right now.
Yeah, well. Well, you know something, brother. I should have never fucked this broad, dude.
I was going to say, it's weird that he fucks his brother in the sex tape.
Oh.
Wait, so, like, what kind of point of view is the camera on in his sex tape?
It's like a spy cam? Like
straight into his butthole.
Yeah, he didn't know he was being filmed, allegedly.
Is it black and white? Know.
I think it is.
Yeah, well, like it's, you know,
it's
infrared
red,
or whatever.
Night vision.
Night vision, yeah, thank you.
You can't see his leathery orange skin very clearly.
You could see Special Delivery Jones sitting in the corner just watching.
Yeah, here's like, I can't believe,
what?
Oh, Gawker took it down, but it's somewhere else now. Wow.
Are you asking me or telling me?
Well, there was like a 1 minute.
Oh, was it with the Bubba the Love Sponge's wife?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Have you ever met Bubba the Love Sponge?
No.
Thank God.
I met just JD from the show.
All right, well, here's 30 seconds of it. Let's see.
Oh, and Shuli?
Oh, it's a lie.
Oh, Rob.
I've been...
You want to open some spam emails,
just
too,
into
on
the,
here?
Into the your computer's porn folder.
I don't have it.
Come
why
on,
would,
you fucking
why would I? Why would I store that? Come
you're
on.
You're a huge wrestling fan.
It's like your childhood dream come true.
What?
To see that.
This is my impression of Rob. You ready? Oh, I think I have the Hulk Hogan sex tape here. I'm going to click on this link here. Oh, shit. Fuck.
Yeah, true. But I don't understand. It's playing in the background of the sex tape, to be fair.
Because it said Hulk Hogan sex tape. How could that not be it?
We're no strangers to love.
Rob.
Yeah,
man.
Don't.
Has Rick Astley ever been on Road Dogg?
No.
Should make that happen.
Rick Astley.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rob,
I'll
the send
channel.
Them a note.
Yeah.
Last time Rob clicked on a link to something, he wound up at Lemon Party.
like Lemon Party? Let's see.
Somehow now he's in that picture.
What?
It's shining.
Goatsy? What's Goatsy?
You see Rob waving from the inside of the picture.
Rob was like back in time. He was in that picture. You know what? You never noticed it. He was in the corner. All the pictures change, like all the JPEGs of that picture, because he traveled back to that party.
I wanted to ask you guys, what is the most horrible thing you've ever witnessed?
What do you mean?
Okay, well, I'll give you my example, because I thought about this the other day. One time I was driving, and I was behind a car, and like I could tell that the people weren't really paying attention, and then like a kitten came out of the side, and the car in front of me ran it over.
Ah.
Did it, like, blow up?
No, just, like its
kitten?
Head.
Oh.
And then it was, like, twitching and jumping around.
Without its head?
It was still there. Ugh. So I just needed to hear what your most horrifying things are.
When I was about, I would say, 18, I saw a roughly 300-pound homeless man on the D train jerking off with his shirt. Not he wasn't naked, but his shirt was all the way up, and his pants were down enough to get his cock out.
Rob, apologize to Darren. I think it's been long enough.
Well, Rob was
How
eight
dare
then.
You? How dare you?
Oh, no. Yeah, right. Rob was about eight then.
Sid, you're disgusting. You're just, like, full of disgusting commentary today. I have to kick you off the show.
All I said was that you should apologize. How is that disgusting? I'm not the one that was on the train jerking off as an 8-year-old. That was you.
That was not me!
That was right after you met the Iron Sheik. You were so excited.
No, I was like 14 when I met the Iron Sheik. Come on.
I saw that picture. You were definitely younger than 14.
No, I was like 12 to 14, I would say. It was definitely... my young teen years.
Just because that's the size of young men's clothing you were wearing.
Sid,
he was very tall.
Can we be fair? He was definitely 12 to 14 when he was masturbating on the train.
What?
Please, don't insult Rob.
Not on the train.
I don't want to besmirch your junior high school
Come on.
You got to discover it sometime. Whenever the moment grabs you.
I do not remember the first time I masturbated. I can't.
Really?
Probably a traumatic experience for me.
The first time I masturbated, I didn't know what I was doing. Like, I was just rubbing it because it felt good. And then, kaboom.
Fireworks.
So, yeah.
Confetti.
I don't think I even got a boner, honestly. Like, I think I just rubbed it out without even... Maybe
you rub it out! You rub it out!
I rubbed it out!
Yeah.
I was like, this is great.
I just remember it was just when... my parents got not on illegal cable or an unscrambled box. Of
it's okay. You can say it now. Like,
oh, yeah. The statute of limitation has passed.
Yeah.
But and that's like I would just scientifically watch porn, and then eventually I was like, oh, I could interact here. This is the directive.
So you jerked off into the TV set?
How yeah.
How interactive? It's still just you in your room jerking off.
Did you take it?
Fucking the VCR slot.
Yeah, it wasn't a choose your own
adventure.
If you want to come in the girl's mouth, turn to page 17.
You're telling me I shouldn't have stuck that coaxial cable? Never mind.
Did you taste it?
The coaxial cable?
Coaxial.
You stick the little needle part of it into your pee hole?
Oh! That's the worst thing I've ever witnessed since saying that.
That's how Rob got Cinemax.
Nothing should ever go in a pee hole. I'm sorry. I'm not judgmental most of the time.
I agree.
If you put things in your pee hole, you're a disgusting
person. What if you put
person.
Just like a candle
it's
wick
called
in
sounding,
it?
Sounding, by the way. That's
make
the
like a penis candle.
Term.
What's it called?
If you sounding. Are, if you know what putting something in your pee hole is called in the vernacular, you're almost as
Why
bad
do
as
you
people
know that...
that? Put things in their penis. Because
I'm educated, unlike some people here.
On putting things in your penis hole.
Sure.
Sounding.
Rob is very curious.
Why is it called sounding?
I don't know.
It sounds terrible. Good Lord.
Hold on.
What are you putting in there, like pretzel sticks?
A rod.
Wait, Rob's looking up sounding now. Here's the result.
That's by accident.
Here we go. The practice of inserting plastic or metal sounds. Oh, the thing is called the sound. A long, thin, and very smooth object. Into your or someone else's urethra.
Oh.
Ultimately leads to stretching of the urethra.
Do people ever do docking and sounding at the same time so it's in both of their dicks? And they sort of come together?
Ow.
Oh.
Oh, like a double.
Doc ass to ass.
Doc to doc?
Yeah.
There's a lot of disturbing things. Not disturbing. There's an interesting discussion going on.
In the
Chocolate
chat.
Croissant said, fun fact, I started masturbating at 16.
Why? Right. Why?
Can I ask why? Like, that's, yeah, that's... Not that it's bad, it's just I can't imagine getting to that point without discovering
That's
that.
Probably how old he was when the first live cast after dark segment.
No, that's true.
He was waiting.
And
that Val Venus music hit and he dropped his pants.
The other one, D-Junk, says, I masturbated on my 7th grade French teacher.
On her?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Like,
I don't
call the show right
that.
Now and
well,
explain this.
I don't believe
My guess would be, like, not without her knowing... Probably.
Rob,
not like
number,
he
so
had her consent.
646-929-1357. That's the phone number.
If you jerked off on your 7th grade teacher, we need to hear that story on the air.
Yeah, definitely. Sydney really needs to
Yeah. Come on now.
Let's say it slowly.
Don't be so
That's
gullible.
What she said. What?
I don't believe it.
You're going to take the call and it's just going to be Rick Astley.
Well, even...
People are going to start Rickrolling us on the phones now.
Oh, now they really will because we said that.
No, like, even if he's full of shit, though, I'd like to hear what the rationalization, like, the story is.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he probably maybe just walked up to her and nutted on her or something. Not
but then
like,
he'd have been expelled and never allowed
maybe
back
he was.
To school.
Oh, he's saying he's in class. He was in class, but he's not in the U.S., though. Like, that makes it.
Still call up and tell the
story.
Oh,
maybe he meant in his seventh grade French class, not necessarily on his.
No, it says on my teacher, on my French teacher.
Wow. Well, then I don't know
how you could interpret that
differently. We need that.
So, were you just like jerking off, and while she was like writing on the chalkboard, you quickly ran up to her and like squirted on the back of her jacket or something?
How do you get close enough to the teacher while wanking it
that
she doesn't get out of the way?
I guess when you're that small, it's not that noisy.
Maybe he was humping her like a dog, just like rubbing it on her.
So what do you do when when you're like an adult and a child sexually assaults you? Like, what's the process
there?
There was just a teacher in Queens that got arrested for having sex with two 16-year-old boys. You can ask her.
But that's not sexual assault. That she wanted that. I'm talking about like if an 8-year-old like puts his dick on you.
Oh, I'm sure that happens all the time.
But like, what do you do?
Probably
he's
going to
call
office?
In.
Oh, okay.
He says that she was sitting on his desk. I mean, really, and now I'm starting to doubt that this is.
See?
Well, we'll see. He'll call in. He says he's going to call
646-929-1357.
A substitute teacher, I think, in New Jersey got fired this week for putting tape on some kids' mouths who wouldn't shut up.
Yeah.
Like junior high school kids or something.
Good.
And I agree. I'm like, that's not something to get. Like, because now the lesson the kid learns is, if the teacher does something I don't like, I'll just get them fired.
Yeah, basically.
Instead of shut the fuck up and respect your teacher.
But that's not the only thing. I mean, I agree with that also, but you don't fucking do that to a kid.
When I was in kindergarten, a kid had a temper tantrum. The teacher picked him up and put him in the garbage can.
Really?
Teacher didn't get fired, and we all applaud. We didn't applaud, but like we were all on the teacher's side because that kid was a fucking annoying crybaby.
I had a teacher. This is the worst thing I've ever seen a teacher do. There was this girl, her name was Cheryl, okay, and she stunk, and she used to shit herself all the time.
Oh.
This is when I was in first grade.
Have you looked her up on Facebook since?
No, I haven't. Everybody...
She's a two girls, one cup girl.
She basically turned it into a career.
Everyone used to make fun of her, including me. I feel really guilty about it by now, but they used to just tease the shit out of her. No pun intended. So we're sitting in class one day, and it's this first grade, mind you, and we're in the back of the room. And there's, like, story time. We're all sitting on the floor or something, and the teacher's reading a thing, and she's like, all right, whatever. Once upon a time... Hold on. Cheryl, you stink.
Oh.
You smell so bad. Did you shit yourself? Or something like that. So she's like, well, all right, everybody get up. She says, first, Cheryl, go to the front of the class and stay away from us.
Oh.
So she won't go. She's like, I want to stay here. And the teacher says, all right, everyone, Cheryl won't move, so we're going to go all the way to the front of the class and leave Cheryl in the back.
Wow.
So she does that. Wait, it gets worse. So she does that. Cheryl, of course, comes to the front of the class. And she gets us up again and goes, we're going to the back of the class. We're going to keep avoiding Cheryl until she learns to stay away from us.
Oh, what a terrible teacher.
Wait, it gets worse.
Oh, no. What was the teacher's name?
Mrs. Rosenfeld.
Okay.
Yeah. Who died, like, shortly after this. So maybe God punished her.
Was she old?
She was, like, well, relatively not that old. Like, 55, 60.
Cheryl put a shiv in her.
Yeah, right? she was, like, Teacher of the Year, awards and everything.
Boo!
So, anyway. So finally that happened, like, maybe 3 or 4 times. Back and forth.
Jesus.
I'm not making this up. And... Then she says, well, Cheryl's not going to listen, so I'm calling the principal. And she went and got the fucking principal, who dragged her out of the class by her hair, kicking and screaming, nobody likes me! Everybody hates me! Why does everyone hate me? I was shell-shocked. Like, being 6 years old, even at that time, I understood this was really fucked up.
And did you never see Cheryl again? Or was
no,
she
was in my school until sixth grade.
Did she ever learn to clean herself?
I don't think she... I never remembered, like, smelling her as she grew older, but I feel like that stuck with her anyway. Like, she established that reputation, you know.
Ah, the amount of therapy she must have gone through in her life.
You need
life.
To find her on Facebook.
All right, sure. I don't know if I remember her last name.
Oh. You don't have, like, old, like...
I'll do some research for you, if you want.
Because that seems like an interesting before and after. Like, where are they now?
Sure.
Stinky Cheryl.
I'll do what I can.
Thank you.
Stinky Cheryl. You're getting in on it. You missed it, but you want... Like, 30 years later.
Yeah. I would have totally been leading that charge.
This is something Sid would have really relished. He's like, I missed it, but I'm going to do it now, goddammit.
Does she smell like relish?
No.
Right,
if only.
We got a caller. Is this the Frenchie? 586.
Hello?
The mountain.
Oh, the French teacher.
This is John. Can you hear me good?
Yeah, what's your name?
Oh, I guess.
Hugh. H-U.
Hugh?
I'm Hugh, like Hugh Jackman. Yeah, Hugh.
Who?
H-U-G-H.
Who are you? Who are you? Who are you?
Can't play that.
Okay.
Yeah,
what's up?
Not much. I don't know. I'm just listening to the podcast. How are you guys doing?
We're
good.
Are you
the guy who jerked off on his French teacher?
That's really okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so
that's what I did.
I never thought I'd ask
that.
It
wasn't here. It was like 2001. When I was still back home and I used to go to this high school.
What country?
I'm actually from Baghdad, Iraq. And,
Oh, so women.
Yeah, that's what they're there for.
They have no rights. Okay, so you're in high school. Oh, seventh grade. You're in French class. You're learning French in Baghdad.
Yeah, it's only, we have only a couple of schools back then. Mine, you can look it up. It's called Baghdad College High School, and it was, like, founded by the American Jesuits, like, in 1930s. So it's, like, prestigious, kind of high school. So we had only, like, French classes. You know, we studied calculus and stuff. Like, it's one of, like, three schools only that teaches English, I guess. So we had this thing, like, a French class, and this teacher was, like, the hottest that year she came to, because we didn't have any kids, usually just men teaching us. So that chick was really, like, the hottest woman on campus, and everyone was going crazy about her.
Is she French or Iraqi? What was her nationality?
No, they're all Iraqis, but she studied, like, French and, like, I don't know, she teaches French.
I want to know what his nationality is. He does not sound like Arabic or anything.
I am.
You are?
Okay. I am. I moved to the States, like, 6 years ago, but, that's where I came from.
Okay.
Right. So what happened?
I don't know why you...
Where
you can get away with jerking off on your teacher. That seems like a pretty cool place. Just
they probably murdered her, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
what I'm saying. Tell the story. Okay.
It's in Iraq, man.
No, it's not. No, I mean, I don't know. Like, we had this weird, I don't know if you guys have it here in high school. It's like weird desk. Like, each two students sits on it. It's like a table. It's like a desk.
It's like two students, one desk, right?
Yeah, we have that.
Yeah. So I used to sit, like, all the way in the back, just to make fun of teachers and all that shit. And it was just me at that time. Like, we in the French class, there was not a lot of people, and I was always in the back. And I don't know why she kept coming. Like, she used to always come and sit on the desk, like, in front of me or on my desk. Her boss is always, like, in my face for some reason. And, it was crazy. Like, we used to always, like, everyone was, like, giving me looks. Like, she always sits in front of you, get the best of you in the class, whatever. And that's what I did. Like, one time I used to be horny, like, all the time, so I used just to jerk off to the other class, whatever. So,
this is fucking Iraq,
so that's
man.
What I did.
Knock off.
No, but he's clearly like one of the uppity, like, aristocracy people. If he was going to one of the best schools in Iraq, then he's probably the one doing the chopping.
Are your parents well off? Is that true?
Republican Guard?
What is the Republican Guard, sorry?
I said, was your parents in the Republican Guard?
No. It's not, it's like prestigious high school, but it's not like for just, the people in government or something. Like, you can go to it, when you apply, you finish like sixth grade, and then you take, you have to take a test, like IQ tests and stuff. Like, you know, you pass, but it was a placement test. Like, kind of like placement test. You have to pass to get through it. So it wasn't just like me. Like, each year they would accept like 500 students, whatever.
So you're
not, but it's the best school, like the best school to go to if you can, you know, go. It's free,
okay, so,
like public.
So you have continually jerked off in this class, you're saying, more than once. And then, so then one time she was like sitting on your desk, you're saying, and you jerked off on her? How did that happen?
Yeah, because she always, like, she walks around and she sits on the table. I did it once, like, on her skirt or whatever, like, she had, but it wasn't, I used to do it, like, you know, on the ground, or, like, the desk has, like, a box in front of it, like, you know, the desk has a drawer you can pull through it, so you can cover, like, I used it like a fortress.
Hey, wait, so hold on one second. Are you sharing one of these tables with a classmate?
No, he said he sat by himself.
Oh, you sat by yourself.
So you would just come
in. Yeah, I was by myself.
So, like, if someone is looking, like, if you're sitting at the desk and someone is looking at you behind the desk, would they see your legs? Would they see, like, where your pants would be, where your dick is?
No. It was like an office desk, kind of like this, like it's closed from all sides.
Oh, so you don't really see the legs from the front of it.
And they're in robes anyway, so he's...
Are you in a robe or jeans? Hold on, that's a good question, because that's...
we don't wear that. No, it was jeans. It was jeans or shorts. You can wear shorts, whatever.
It's 140 degrees where he is.
Do you want to wear jeans in 140 degree heat when you can wear a nice flowing robe?
Flowing robe.
It's much more...
Have a point, guys.
Jerk off. You could fan yourself.
So hold on. So you're...
You could jerk off with your cock and fan yourself.
So...
Yeah, I just do it. I like to do it, like, on myself. I just go to the bathroom, whatever, do it. You know, like, if I have to do it. Because it was hot, and there's nothing to do. And it's only all about it. It's only boys high school. So, you know, like, you don't see girls, whatever. So you only get to jerk off on teachers and stuff.
That is alien to
what?
Me. I can't.
So, wow. Hold on. We
wow.
So,
I can't imagine jerking, taking my dick out in a class.
So your dick is out in class.
But
your dick, hold on. Your dick is out in the class, right? Is this true? Your dick is out. Like, if someone walked to your desk and were standing over you, they would see your dick,
in
right?
In seventh grade.
Yes,
of course they would see it.
Yeah, of course.
Of course they would see it.
So then now your teacher is, like, walking around the class, giving a lesson. She sits down on your desk, and you're like, this is the moment I've been waiting for. And you splooge all over her, right? You come on her
floor.
You come on the floor on her skirt. As they said, on her skirt.
Yeah, well, it wasn't that much. It wasn't like, you know, I didn't do the whole thing, like, on her skirt. I just did it,
You weren't aiming for her skirt, but a little bit got on her skirt? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah. And it wasn't, you know, it wasn't that wild. Like, it was a quick one. It wasn't, you know,
right.
Like...
I'm imagining you masturbate so frequently throughout the day that there's not much to your squirts.
I was going
to
say, like, did you have to time it? Like, did you know when she was going to come and sit?
Or, like, were you already stroking it, and then she came and sat on your desk, and that kind of heightened it to the next level where you're like, I have to come now?
Yeah, exactly. That's what happened because, I did not time it because she stayed, like, pretty much the 40 minutes out of the 52, whatever.
It was just a happy coincidence. So did she notice that you just done her skirt?
No, because, I don't know, like, she probably did afterwards, but, you know, we had the bell rung and we get, you know, the break, and that's why I just, you know, left right away. So I don't know, like, if you noticed afterwards. But I remember, funny thing, like, 2 years after, they fired her from the school because she was somewhere. She wasn't, it was like the high school was huge, so we had three giant buildings, like campuses, you know. And one of the buildings, I heard, like, I can't remember what happened, but I remember, like, everyone saw her crying, and she was, you know, she was running and crying, and apparently, like, a full class, like, let's say 140 people, like, they tried to, you know, harass her or something, I don't know, through the corridors and stuff, So I remember afterwards, like, she left. Like, she didn't stay in school. That was, like, a big deal. Everyone.
So there's 140 people in a classroom, you're saying? Is that typical?
No, it was the whole year. Like, let's say it was, like, probably the eighth grade students. Like, the whole, you know, eighth grade.
Oh, it was like an assembly.
Like, they just mobbed her. Yeah.
Could I just go back to a couple of minutes ago when you basically said, well, it was an all-boys school, so the teachers were the only ones we can jerk off on.
I think he meant jerk off, too. Like,
either way.
Like the girl.
He's making it like he's the victim here.
Hold on. Now, how many other girls have you jerked off on? How many girls' skirts have you gotten your cum on, other than that teacher?
No, I haven't done that, like, on let's say, no, I got, like, girlfriends or whatever, but. I didn't do that. Like, say, while I was dating, we were in the restaurant, I would do such thing. No.
Okay, so you cut that out.
I've never done it.
Great.
It was just for that teacher.
Just for that teacher, yeah. I mean, yeah, but we used to take, let's say, private lessons back. Okay, it was a bullshit.
What do you mean,
lessons, you know, they don't...
private lessons?
This is the part where you reach the teacher.
I just don't get it.
It's like, oh, we weren't allowed to see girls, so the only way I could have sex was to rape my tutor.
Yeah.
That's my only opportunity.
If the teacher's on the front of the class and she sees all the students, wouldn't she be seeing your, like, arm furiously moving up and down or something underneath?
He was very subtle.
Yeah. Like the motion of the ocean.
Probably. I mean, I don't know. I've never paid attention.
Well,
he's not worth it. But I used to take care of everything, like, to notice, you know, no one was looking at me or something. But I remember, like, my buddy one time, he told me, like, I guess, what was it, 3 years ago, and he said, hey, I remember what you used to do, you know, back in that biology class or whatever. And I said, yeah, you know, so what? I used to do that shit.
Okay, I have a question.
He embraces it. He's not embarrassed.
Did you put in as much effort into your schoolwork as you did into covering up masturbating secretly in class?
I used to be an A student back then, but not anymore.
Oh, maybe because you stopped masturbating in class. Maybe it really helped you focus. Like, I wonder if there's some sort of study in that you retain information more while you're you have a boner. Because you're more alert. I think I was sure that I one time tried to masturbate in a class, and then I was like, oh, this
what?
Is a I totally talked about this on the show like 2 years ago.
We must have blocked it out.
Where, like, I just had it was like the first period. It was a chemistry class. And I just realized I had
high school, college?
In high school, freshman year of high school. First year. Oh, no, so then it was biology. And I realized I had a boner. I had morning wood. And I was just like, oh, maybe I could do that. Then I was like, wait a minute, like I could not, I was like, what am I saying, this is ridiculous, there's like 20 other people here, no, this isn't happening.
If there were more people, would you have been more into it? 22 high enough?
What
no.
What did your teacher look like?
It wasn't even like, I wasn't masturbating to my teacher or anything.
He's
like,
just turned
it was
on by learning.
Just the science.
Rob was curious, and we actually have audio footage of when Rob was curious about jerking off in public and looked it up on the internet.
Oh, Rob.
I'm glad we found the Rickroll only 8 years after the... That's right.
So where
no,
do
we
live
didn't
now?
Find the Rickroll. We found
it.
We found you clicking links randomly. That's the joke.
Yeah.
Touché. Touché.
So
wait, did we get his name?
Hugh? Who?
Oh, yeah.
Who?
Sorry,
Hugh.
Who?
Yeah,
Hugh. But it said H-U.
Like Hugh Jackman. Yeah, whatever. I'm not that cool.
H-U-H.
Hugh.
So it's not exactly
it's
like
you.
Hugh.
Hugh. Yeah.
Where do you live now?
Now in Detroit, Michigan.
Wait, maybe. Better or worse than Baghdad?
Yeah, really.
Oh, it's kind of the same because I remember the first time I came here, I was like, seriously, this looks exactly like Baghdad, you know? I was like,
how
that's
did you
so
end up
shitty.
In Detroit? Well, there is a high Muslim community in Detroit, so that's probably.
They
yeah,
be.
Well, I'm not. I mean, I'm against all that shit. So, you know, I don't identify with those people.
So then, why are you in Detroit?
Oh, one because we moved. We it's a family of four: me, my mom, dad, and my brother. And you know, I just have to stay like close to them because I'm. You know, we moved there, and we have you know. We just stay together, like help each other. That's
all right.
Was, and,
why did your family? Not why you didn't abandon your family.
What? Why did you what? Oh yes, that goes.
Okay, okay. That's too complicated a question for it.
No, okay.
No, I couldn't hear it. I couldn't hear it. Why did you?
Why did your family choose to move to Detroit? Yeah.
To Detroit.
Of all the places to move, why Detroit? Why not New York? Why not anything
else?
Oh,
we, well, I wanted actually to go there at the beginning, but my dad had a job like the headquarters here based in Michigan, and also my uncle from my mom's side have been living here since like 1970s or whatever.
Okay.
And he was the sponsor. So that was like the first step, but once we got in and my brother went to school, I started working, went to school, and I you know, we just stayed.
Have you masturbated with teachers here in the States?
No, I haven't, no.
The authority figures.
He'll get deported. He can't do that.
Oh, that poor woman when she went home and noticed the cum stain in her Shut up, lady.
Yeah, I can't do that. Well, I don't know if I, what's the law, because I'm American now, so can I do that? Like, is it possible to do that? I was a credit for you guys.
Yes, you're definitely American now.
No, we don't endorse you jerking off on someone without their.
No, I don't do that anymore. That was like, well, I just remember when you guys were talking about that shit.
No, that's a great story. I legitimately.
Yeah, we had a lot of
thank you. Yeah, that was
about.
Great. So, did you listen to metal when you were in Iraq, or how did you find metal? I'm assuming you're a metalhead.
Yeah, I mean, my dad used to own a VHS store, and we used to like you know get you know cassettes, video, you know, like Best Buy Family Video and stuff. And we, you know, that's how I got exposed to, like, you know, Pink Floyd, Led Zeppelin, and music. And then I started taking guitar lessons with the same teacher who, if you guys have seen, you know, Heavy Metal in Baghdad across Dakota,
yeah.
I started taking lessons with the same teacher. I believe they featured, like, his shop bombed or something. I don't know if you remember that part of the documentary.
Sounds like you don't
I think
remember.
It was the... Yeah, they featured, I think, in the bonus DVD, something about Turkey or stuff. And, yeah, it was the same place where we all used to hang out, like, you know, the metalheads. So that's how we started, you know, Metallica, Slayer, Megadeth, whatever. And that's how it gets up, you know.
I have no relatives in Detroit. Why would I have relatives
I'm
in Detroit?
Just curious.
How about Baghdad?
I made that joke for Sid.
Absolutely don't. I don't know anybody.
He's Iran, not Iraq, Darren.
It's like right next door. They could be Iranians there. I'm not saying he's Iraq.
I don't know if I have any relatives in Iraq. Oh, no, I guess I mean, I don't know that.
Iran?
I was going to say, didn't
they
you tell
have good band. I hope they have good
bands. When they bomb Iraq, that you were worried that you had family there and that they were going to be killed.
Remember? You mean bomb Iran?
Men Iran, yeah, sorry.
Oh, I don't. I think, yeah, my dad might have been. I think you might have some cousins there, but. I'm not really in tune with that side of the...
Get them a fucking racist.
No.
Just let them know they could come to Detroit.
So how'd you find out about Metal Injection?
I've been a fan for... I've been following you guys for over 5 years. You know, news I follow every day. Just check, you know, tour dates, news, and all that. And I did call before, if you remember, a year ago. It was kind of a stupid phone call, though. It was the guy when I told you my name is H... And you said, oh, 313, is that, you know, from Detroit, from 8 Mile?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Oh, that was stupid, but then I guess you had to cut me off because there was the guy from Skeleton Witch calling, I think.
Little did we know, you had such... We would have thrown the fucking guy from Skeleton Witch right out of here.
He's never checked off.
Sure?
But Skeleton Witch, get the fuck out of here. Take a walk.
So your job for next episode, you must go and find someone new to jerk off on and then call.
I know. Do not.
First of all, do you even have the sex drive to do?
Once a week?
Should I do it at like a metal show maybe? That'd be cool. No.
Oh my god.
That would not be cool.
Yeah, find like a corpse grinder or something and jerk off on him. Or like Glenn Benton, you know.
Or somebody
really
like in a t-shirt.
I'll tell you what you could do. That won't get us sued. You ready?
It's not gonna get us sued.
Go to Seth Putnam's grave and jerk off. He would support that.
Is he buried in Detroit?
He would just go wherever he is. Come on, it's worth
Take
it.
Take a trip, the Greyhound bus.
Just video that. Just...
Get on a Greyhound. Anywhere it takes you will be better than Detroit.
Exactly, yeah, man. I can't always believe this place. It sucks.
And on a Greyhound, everyone's jerking off, so you'll fit right in.
Perfect. Better than a Fungwa.
It's funny, I remember, do I have a time like to tell you a funny story about my first metal show in Detroit?
Yes, please.
Okay, it was 2008, it was Isos and Saviors with Into Eternity, I think, tour. And that was exactly like my first ever show here in the States. And it was at Harpo's, if you guys know it.
I've never been.
You know, all the famous. Harpo's is like, you know, the biggest, you know, metal theater, oldest metal, you know, theater in Detroit, and it's also the shittiest. Like, there's a lot of interviews with bands that are like periphery at Harpo's, and they always talk about, you know, how shitty it was there, and how, you know, the security guards always wear armor vests and stuff, bulletproof, you know, because of, you know.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, so I remember, you know, I had my dad waiting for me outside, you know, for 6 hours while, you know, I just went inside to, you know, watch the show. And my dad was wandering around, you know, going back and forth. And I remember when I got into the car, my dad told me, have you seen the KSD in your life? I told him no. He said, it's funny, it's different design. They got this bulletproof glass and all that. I wonder why they got this. So, you know, afterwards, I say, you know, I kept going to shows and I made, you know, made friends with people. And they asked me, like, so what was the first show? So I told them about it. And my friends were like, you guys are crazy. I told them why. He said, we're from Detroit. We never go to Harpo's. They said, I told him, you know, why not? You know, it's a good place and just big shows and stuff. He told me, no, we don't go because it's shitty. Like, there's always someone stabbed, someone killed, someone, you know, she got shot. And I can't believe, you know, your dad stayed like 6 hours. We were just walking around the area, you know, and nothing happened to him. So I told him, yeah, it's all right. I mean, you know, I came from Baghdad, so I guess that's a normal thing to do. You know, just go to shows and that's it. But it's funny, like, I guess.
Yeah. Do you think if your dad, like, if somebody ran up to your dad and threatened to stab them, your dad would just drop his pants and jizz all over the guy and make him run away? Just, have his homophobia?
I wish my dad was that cool. No, he's not. He wouldn't do that.
Like, jerked off on random people like you? What if he jerked off on you one time? Would that still be cool?
Do you want your dad's cum on your head? Is that what?
Check your pants.
No, not me. He would do it some other people. Like, I actually believe, like, he hasn't had sex in, like, I was, like, probably the last time he ever had sex one day, you know, conceived me or something.
Oh, I was about to say that. There's a whole lot of fucked up stuff going on in your face. But did he like it at least?
I don't know.
Who was the top? Who was the bottom?
Rob was still the top. He came in just to make sure it was completely clear.
Just so everyone knows.
We'll poke it out. He poked them both and left. He's just a designated top in all situations.
I like that. Designated top. Show title.
That's got to be a shirt that you can find.
All right. We're going to let you go.
Yeah.
You, we're going to let you go. I like to silence the age.
Can we get a dee-dee-dee-dee-dee from you on your way out? Come on. For old time's sake.
Just say salam alaikum.
It's not as festive.
Nah. Well, it's ASA, I guess. That's like a abbreviated version.
Wait, what is?
Oh, ASA. Because I see those, you know, people, like religious people, they try to be cool. So instead of saying, you know, salam alaikum, they say ASA now.
Oh.
Just like, you know, BRB and JFK and I don't know.
Yeah.
Is there a web speak version of DDDDDDD?
Yeah.
No.
You just do it twice. That's it.
It's understood.
It's a short version.
Either that or your CO2 detector is going off. Either way, it's a sound that means something bad's going on. You should get the fuck out of there.
That's what happened to Rob's computer today. That we don't have the show in good quality.
Oh, boy.
Rob's computer heard the Sid going lee, 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 lee during the break. And,
sorry.
Oh, Sid. It ran away.
It's my vocal exercise.
If you see something, say something. All right. We're going to let you go. Thank you for calling
in. All right. Thanks, man. You're welcome. Thank you, guys.
All right, get out of here.
Get out of here. Get enough.
He's so great. We didn't even want him. Nothing. We didn't give him anything. He gave us so much.
We can't want him. Yeah, we can't. All right.
You could sing as James Hetfield. You can give him that.
All right. Here, I actually do have the one link. Here it is. Oh, good.
Ah!
Yes, we are Rick Rowan today. I know it's 8 years. It was a meme, but it's still funny.
See you next week, everybody.
Really?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, you just hung up on that guy is how you're ending the show.
Oh, okay. How do we end it?
Hard cuts.
Wow.
Do we want to...
I thought
you were going to keep the Rickroll going.
No.
Do we want to end with some new Hell Yeah?
No.
No. I could just...
Hell no.
I could just fade us out.
Or...
Sounds like,
Hell yeah.
No.
Sounds like Hell Yeah.
No, what? Godsmack. That's what I was trying to say.
How about you play that band from Baghdad?
Is there one? They're not good.
You don't have their album?
No. All right, no, I don't want to.
What would Alex Skolnick think of you? He's
your
friend. He wouldn't like that.
I'd be their friend. I just don't want to listen to their band.
Wow.
Racist.
I wanted to like it. It's just not good.
But they're from Baghdad.
Right. The passion is there. Musicianship is not. It's just they're
not. You should encourage them.
Here, but that riff is so complicated.
I fully encourage them to keep doing it. They shouldn't stop, but I shouldn't have to listen to it.
Man, your family reunion is going to be awkward.
I'm not related to them, you racist jerk.
I hope they don't listen to the podcast. Talking shit, man.
Well, he was going to tell them.
Stop here, I'll play one of their songs.
You go back to that square where they will practice and tell them.
Wait, what's going on? Oh, that's a song.
Why isn't this Rick Astley?
Oh, damn it! That's not it. What is this?
I love it. Keep it going.
Some Arabic music from that band. Let
me play the band.
Is this good advice to the people who hated on me? Isn't that them?
It's like a groove. Very Middle Eastern.
Wait, this sounds familiar, this part.
Never going to give you up.
Well, let's get to the vocals.
You'll have to translate for us, Rob.
Wait, is this Hell Yeah again?
No.
Let's say Hell No. A lot of gents going on here. Trash it.
Squire in the barrel.
Oh, wrong song. Sorry.
Once you had a name, the blood stains your hair, wrapping guilty with shame.
Sounds like an opening band in L'Amour.
Yeah. Yes. How did they get those American accents?
No. They speak English.
Yeah, but probably with accents.
But translate this, Rob. What are they saying?
They're singing in English,
it is
you jerks.
What are they saying?
They're saying Sid is a xenophobic asshole.
I don't know what. Why am I phobic? I'm not phobic of any. This is a goof on something. Doesn't mean I'm afraid of it.
Yeah, it does. Why are you afraid of different cultures? Why do you think they're all the same? I'm not like these Iraqi people. I'm not even I'm not Iraqi. I'm not even Persian.
Why are you so angry about being called Iraqi?
I'm first-generation American. I want to be identified by my proper nationality.
He's going to break out into a lee-lee-lee.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't you lee-lee-lee-me. I will lee-lee-lee all over your face.
It came out again. There it is.
Can't help it.
I lee-lee-lee'd all over my French teacher when I was
It's like in Dr. Strangelove at the end when he starts speaking in German even though he's trying to stop himself.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know it. What? Well, that's just too far now. I will not Zig Heil.
Yet.
You just did.
Yeah.
What? We're on the radio. There's no way to prove that.
I will not Zig Heil.
I don't want to see Kyle.
Zig Heil is a dickhead. Don't seek him.
Is that your cousin from Detroit?
Squire in the barrow.
Billy Squire?
Mountain man, hear the call now.
Oh, you're good.
I'm not as good as the real Falconer. Come on now.
Arabic man in the barrow.
Rob, get out of the barrow.
Sing lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee.
A much better song.
Please don't blow up that elf now with C4.
Just jerk off on the elf.
Don't jerk off on the elf, please.
The elf's a perfect height. Get right on the top of their little elf hat.
When I was in seventh grade, I went to the Renaissance Fair and I jerked off in the serving wench's Pepsi can.
is that what they're calling now? Their Pepsi can?
I meant pitcher, sorry. Ah, I fucked it up. That's not how the song really goes. Don't judge that song by its own mistake. This is Falconer, for real?
Yeah.
The
title track.
What's the title again?
Black Moon Rising.
Why is it got to be black?
Because heaven's out of reach. From the hands of yours? Some more things I copied from Game of Thrones. This song is written for Noah Avior because she is our only fan.
I wish.
We're singing directly to you. Sing it directly to you.
Wow.
Yep. We'll sing it directly to you. No. Please get someone from Sirius to come to one of our concerts. You should interview Falconer for Sirius.
No.
Don't interview us. Just bring people to our show.
How fucking confused would they be if, like, their publicist or whoever reaches out to them and is like, oh, you've been requested to do an interview on American radio. What, really? Tell us about the station. Well, it's for truck drivers. What? That's a thing?
Can you imagine if, like, there becomes a trend of truck drivers blasting Falconer down the highway?
Why not?
I'm a mountain man. That's me. I'm from Ozarks.
Yeah, if anything will keep him awake and not crashing into Tracy Morgan.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's at least one.
They'll start crashing people intentionally.
Maybe we can get Falconer up in this bitch.
We should definitely interview him.
Yeah, I'll work on it. I'll try to get Falconer to call.
They're probably doing press for this album.
Yeah.
By the way, we're saying off the air, I don't know if the guy that crashed Tracy Morgan's car has a lawyer, but if he does, he should try to get that trial moved to the Czech Republic.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
Because it's very easy to get off for murder there.
Oh, come on. Stop it.
Life is cheap in the Czech Republic.
Check it again.
All right, everybody, we're going for real now.
We're going away for real.
We'll be back next week. Six Eastern Time, 3 Pacific,
and 11 p.m. in London, and 8 o'clock a.m. in Sydney, Australia. Australia! Australia! What about, like, Hawaii? What time are we on in Hawaii? Look it up fast, quick. It's all the song is.
That solo is Rob typing.
It's currently 2:18.
2:18 minus 2 hours would be
noon. Noon. We're on Sundays at noon.
2 o'clock in Hawaii.
2 o'clock.
That's how we say it in whatever country folk comes from.
Sweden.
Sweden. Afraid to forget. What time are we on in Sweden? All of the imps and the sprites in Sweden need to listen to the Metal Injection Live Cast.
Run at midnight in Sweden.
Midnight in Sweden.
Run at midnight o'clock.
All right. Midnight. Falconer can check us out at midnight next week.
Yes, I don't know if they would call in, but hopefully we'll get Falconer. Good day.